It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger, brought to you by Bottle Barn. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
It's time for the thrice award-winning radio segment. We've got three taste awards. It is California Wine Country Taste Awards, International Awards from Los Angeles. And we're very proud of that. And some of the reasons that we keep winning those awards is because Dan Berger is my co-host, Ben Pearson was my co-host, and Tom Cimino comes in once a month and makes it all happen.
It's been a wild ride, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I named Tom Cimino the official Sonoma County wine guy in 1992. Yeah. We were on KSRO.
Over on College Avenue.
Yeah, when it was on College Avenue. And then, of course, we did the first wine show 80 years ago on KSRO.
Yeah.
This September, KSRO is celebrating 80 years.
Yeah. That's why my beard's gray. And
and I'm losing
half a head of hair.
Yes. And my hair is just not there.
And Dan has been writing about wine since Noah.
40 years. Officially 40 years.
The great Dan Berger. This is going to be fun today. Ellen Landis is here, certified sommelier, wine journalist, international wine judge. And there was a wine judging today, and it's a Dan Berger thing, and they just all came from judging wine. Also joining us, he's back with us, Tom Silberkleit is the award-winning editor and publisher for the Winehouse Press in Sonoma, and his books have been featured in USA Today, People Magazine, Good Morning America, and more importantly for him, The Drive.
That's right. That's, of course.
Yes.
Local. So
welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure. Good to see everybody.
We're going to get into your eighth edition of the California Directory on Fine Wineries, Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino. We'll do that in a bit. Let me turn it over to Tom and introduce our guests even better than I could.
Well, Tom Silberkleit has been writing these.
Can you get that card? Oh. Because my back's so screwed up.
Oh, Ellen's card?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Here we go. I dropped the card. Okay.
I don't know. There's 16 bottles of wine behind me. I don't want to knock anything over.
Yeah, we only brought all five sweepstakes awards from the competition and seven more bottles on top of that. And then, of course, Tom brought three more. So we've got only 17 wines with us. That's all.
Sounds like a beginning of a party.
No, that's not going to get us through till 6 o'clock. Can you go out to your car and bring in some more?
I've got only a few more.
All right, go ahead.
So we've got Tom Silberkleit. He's here. And his new book, and you were just saying that you've been on Amazon. You've been number one for...
Yeah, for about the past 4 years for California winery books. And the California Directory of Fine Wineries seems to be popular with visitors and locals.
You probably have seen this book in a lot of waiting rooms. And my accountant has this book in his when I'm waiting there to go to do my taxes. California Directory of Fine Wineries. And this is the eighth edition of... And this is Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino. Now, you've also done other wine regions. How many?
California Central Coast. Just those two books. Otherwise, it was just way, way too much to keep the staff going. In fact, they started complaining that I was overworking them. So I thought, all right, let's just keep the focus on California wines and just the Central Coast and Northern California.
Tom, you mentioned your accountant has this book.
Yes.
Does he also have wine? Because that's the only way I can deal with
it. Actually, he does. He makes his own wine.
Really?
Yes.
See, because I need a new accountant. My accountant is Vinny Boombatz, and he after he does my taxes, he says, okay, now we're done, so now you can pick a toy off one of the shelves.
Well, this
and
is...
I don't think he's really very good.
Well, my accountant's name is Vito, so it's the same
Vinny
idea.
Boombatz, Vito Boombatz, whatever. All right. Well, it's okay. I'm Italian. I can make fun of them. All right.
So you've got a couple of new wineries that you're featuring.
Oh, there are a ton of new wineries that we've never featured before. And so that's what we do. Every 2 years, we do a new edition. And we've got about 67, 68 different wineries from Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino in the California Directory of Fine Wineries. Picking wineries that are open to the public, either by appointment or with set hours, but that have good wine. And a good experience, good hospitality. There's always a secondary reason for people to visit. Sometimes it's the wine caves, food and wine pairing, art exhibits on site. Sometimes somebody's in a group and they don't like wine. So if you're bringing Uncle Harry along with you and he doesn't drink, at least there might be bocce ball for him or a picnic area.
Tom, we've talked about this when you were in before, and we've talked about these books, but it is unbelievable how beautiful they are. Hardcover. The photographer is Robert Holmes.
Robert Holmes, a great guy.
This is amazing.
One of the top photographers in the country and a sweetheart. And our writing staff are top people. In fact, Daniel Manjin is one of the local writers who also writes for the Voters Travel books. And he's a great guy, and he's always out tasting.
They're just unbelievable, folks. You got to... What's the best way for folks to get them?
Well, they're available at Copperfields locally. They're on Amazon. They're at most wineries in Northern California. Your local bookshop, Levin & Company, on the plaza in Healdsburg. So widely available.
It's an acclaimed winery book series, and they're celebrating a 15-year milestone. May 12th is the book signing, and that's at the Lodge at Sonoma Renaissance Resort.
Yeah, it's open to the public, ladies and gentlemen. Come celebrate with us. We're having three great Northern California wineries pouring wine: Peju, Patson Hall, ZD Wines, all excellent producers. And we're going to just have some fun. It's going to be relaxed. Robert Holmes is going to be there to meet people. Daniel Manjin will be there to meet people. I'll be there. It's at the Lodge at Sonoma this Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m.
And it's free to the public.
Free to the public. Yeah, come on down. Have some fun with us.
Very nice. Ellen Landis, you are a certified sommelier, which I always love talking to certified sommeliers.
Thank you.
Give us your history and story in the wine world.
So my history is, growing up, there was always red wine on the table at dinner. From age 5, we would have a drop of red wine in our water glass. That was our beverage for dinner. And as I grew older, it was more wine and less water. So I became very used to the comfort of this beverage. And my great-grandfather made wine in Croatia.
Wow.
So it's kind of stems back several generations.
Dan, have we ever had Croatian wine on the show?
No, you want some? I got them.
Yes. Of course you do, and yes, I do.
Which vintage would you like?
Yeah, that's right. The old story.
Well, you know, Ellen, my grandfather, I'm Italian, and my grandfather made his own wine, and every Sunday we'd be there for Sunday dinner, the family and everything, and he would pour some of his homemade wine into a little glass and say, "Stevie, come on, he's good for you."
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Bay Area, born in San Francisco, and spent a lot of time here in Sonoma County in the wine country when I was old enough to partake of all the beautiful samples that you can taste in Sonoma County, and traveled a lot of wine regions all around the country and around the world. And spent several years as a somm at the Ritz-Carlton in Half Moon Bay.
Wow.
My husband and I had a hotel in Half Moon Bay as well, and served many fine wines there. In fact, we were awarded for our amazing wine list for such a small property. So the world of wine is just so fascinating to me. And Dan brings in some amazing, amazing wines.
Yeah, Dan... Before we get into the, because I really want to hear about this wine tasting or
competition
that you do, which actually was done today. To talk about this, this is a Gergich Hills Chard?
Yeah, the Gergich Hills Chardonnay is an old classic in the Napa Valley. Started actually in 1973 when Mike Gergich was making wine for Chateau Montelena. And this is a European-styled wine with California fruit.
It does taste very European to me.
Yeah, He tries to make it with a little bit less oak and a little bit less extraction, so that there's a nice fruit balance here. Tom brought this in, and I think that this is a good example of how Napa Valley has maintained its presence with Chardonnay without trying to get it too big and rich and buttery. This has a little richness to it, but it's sort of subtle because the acidity is so good.
Yeah, it's nice. It has that leanness.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's 100% ml. I can't
remember. Zero ml.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, this is the wine.
He's stirring the leaves to get the creaminess.
Yeah, he's got a lot of leaves contact in here. And this is Ivo, his nephew, who makes the wine now. Mike is still around. Mike's 92 years old or something like that.
He's still kicking and loving and talking.
He's a great old guy. I love him. He worked at Mondavi for a long, long time, and then he finally got his job at Montelena and then moved on and opened Gergich Hills Cellars in the early 80s.
So. He was the winemaker that made the 73.
He made the 73 Chateau Montelena Chardonnay that won the Paris tasting. Yeah. So this is that same
style. That's right. Yeah.
And this Chardonnay from Gurgitch Hills is their widely distributed one, so people can get it everywhere, and it's priced at about $43 retail, which I think is a good price for this.
Lesset Bottle Barn, which is bringing you California Wine Country. I failed to mention
earlier. Very good.
And I'm sure it's there because this wine is everywhere. And it's a terrific, terrific bottle you can't miss in restaurants and all by the glass and such.
But we've got the Sonoma County counterpart.
Oh, we do.
Right here.
That's right.
There Sonoma
Couture. You want to do side that one?
Well, you could do them side by side. That's an interesting contrast because this is a property that's been around for a long, long time, founded by Bryce and Bryce Jones. It was a terrific property with a wonderful sculpture on the side of the building, which I can't get into now because it's a long story.
And Sonoma Couture was a long time just Chardonnay.
Right. And now they're making some fabulous Pinot Noirs as well.
Yeah, and a lot of people forget that, like, St. Jean at one point was just Chardonnay. And when you think about the world of wine these days, how crazy that thought would be if you were just making Chardonnay. Jackson, you're
Steve, will like the you'll like this Chardonnay.
Oh, I've had it before. I do love it. Yeah,
stuff.
Sonoma Couture.
Yeah, this has really got a little bit more richness to it, but within the context of great acidity, that's the secret is the acid. In fact, both of these Chardonnays. Oh. Isn't that wonderful wine?
Woohoo!
Take that home.
This is
both excellent.
Yeah, they're great.
Beautiful
wines.
Vintage.
Yeah, they did a good job on both vintages, and I think the Gurgitch. Gurgitch shows a little bit more of its length because of the time in bottle. And I think this one is a little fresher and younger and therefore has a little bit more spice component, but gorgeous wines.
It's the 2015. It received a best of class gold medal at the competition today.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely readily available.
Yeah, this
beautiful
is the Sonoma
wine.
Coast version.
Yeah, Sonoma Coast. They make three Chardonnays, and this is the Sonoma Coast one. And this is probably, I would guess it's about $40 or $38, something like that.
Less at Bottle Barn, bringing you California wine country.
Cheaper at Bottle Barn, yes.
Now, didn't they go through screw cap only for a while? And this is not. This is corked.
They tested screw caps probably around 2004 or thereabouts, and they thought it was a great idea. And it is a good idea, but the way they're making their wines now, I think they've decided to
go back and
give it a little bit more of the time in bottle, so to speak.
Yep. Well, since I call you the laydown man.
Yes.
Both of these amazing Chardonnays.
Oh, absolutely.
How long?
At least 3 years. I wouldn't go too far down the road, but at least 3 years for both Chardonnays because right now they're such babies. They're such young pups, and they just really haven't got the length.
Wow. They're babies, but they have beautiful balance.
Oh, yeah.
The fruit is supported by beautiful acidity and pretty nice tannins, I think. These will definitely lay down a while.
And I think you can notice the Gurgitch Hills with no ML, no malolactic, and this one I'm sure is 100%.
That's 100%.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you notice the difference in tasting?
Oh, big time.
This is a good example. Buy a bottle of each, get them home, and you'll understand what we mean by the flavors and the mouthfeel that malolactic gives you.
Right.
Because these are both extremely well-made Chardonnays with tremendous fruit, and the biggest difference is the ML.
Right.
Well, you know, I will say, as Mr. Chardonnay, that I love them both. And as I, tasted the Gurgitch, it seems sort of European to me, as you mentioned, Dan.
Right.
And it's definitely different.
Yeah.
And I love it. I have to say, a little bit more, I like the Sonoma Couture.
Well, it's Sonoma Couture leans on fruit. It's Sonoma Coast kinds of fruit. It's more tropical, more of that banana oil, whatever you call it.
This is more of what we Californians are used to as more of the California style. And Mike and Evo are decided a long time ago to make their wines in more of the food-friendly European style.
Absolutely.
And Dan was just saying earlier about the Chardonnay with Thai food. Yeah, be a great mix.
The Chardonnay with Thai food. But you have to also keep in mind that every bottle goes with different kinds of foods in multiple ways. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have a great bottle of wine, and I don't care what the food match is, but when there's a match involved, give me the structural wine, the wine that has the acidity.
Exactly.
It is California Wine Country on this Wine Wednesday on 1350 AM, FM 103.5 and FM 94.5 KSRO. Tom Silberkleit is here. Award-winning editor and publisher for Winehouse Press in Sonoma. And we're going to talk about his book series, celebrating their 15th year, and a big deal thing going on at the Lodge at Sonoma this Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. We'll talk more about that. Ellen Landis is with us, certified sommelier, wine journalist, and international wine judge. Before we move on with the wine, Dan, talk about this wine judging, this competition. I'm sure you've mentioned it before, but it totally blew my mind, and it happened today.
It happened today. We do it the first week of May every year, and we've been doing it since '82. So it was we started this in Riverside County in 1982. So this is our 36th year.
And you do it at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds.
Yeah, we do it at the fairgrounds every year. It's not open to the public. That's why one of the reasons I didn't talk about it very much on this show, because we just can't accommodate people to walk through.
But we can talk about the results now.
The results aren't totally official, but we do know what the top five wines were, and one of the top five wines was that Riesling that you had at the opening of the show. Before we haven't talked about it. It's the Hiller's Den from New Zealand.
I have not had that.
2016.
It's the first wine we poured.
Hiller's Den. That was the very first wine we poured. You
never
drank
mind.
It up. It was, you liked it, but you didn't know what it was.
I think Mike stole it.
Okay. So it's strong. Hiller's Den. So this is a producer in Marlborough, New Zealand, that I have absolutely never heard of before. They just came in over the transom. They just suddenly entered their wines. They sent the wines through the customs department. They had to do all this paperwork. And they finally got the wines to us, and I'd never seen the label before. I'd never heard of them. And I just called David Strada from the New Zealand Wine Board and told him that this wine had received the gold medal. He was shocked. This is a sweepstakes white wine. And then the sweepstakes rosé is coming up, and it's from Alexander Valley Vineyards in Alexander Valley.
Yeah, we love them.
Gorgeous. Alexander Valley, ladies and
great
gentlemen.
Wine.
All right, I want to find out more about this competition. We have to take our bottom break, and I always suggest everyone else should give their bottom a break here while we do this. And we'll be back to continue California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn. Anyone heard from Barry Herbst, the wine buyer?
He's got a bad cold, and he's at home right now.
Okay. He'll join us soon. We're in New York next week, but Dan, you'll be in with Daedalus Howell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
we have a good guest next week. We got Dan Barwick, the winemaker for Paradise Ridge.
Love Paradise Ridge.
Good wines.
Yeah. And what a beautiful place.
What a property, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dan is a terrific winemaker, too.
It's the best.
Yes. It really is.
It has the best view in the city of Santa Rosa completely.
And isn't art.
Oh, yeah, and now they're doing the big art thing.
Sunsets from their deck are stunning.
Unbelievable. It is California Wine Country, the award-winning, internationally award-winning segment on radio from the Taste Awards in Los Angeles. Ellen Landis is here. She's a sommelier, certified wine journalist, and international wine judge. What is Acquisitions Board?
That is a competition on the East Coast, which brings in wines from all around America. And they have an acquisition board, of which I am one of the four members.
What does that mean?
And our role is to acquire wines for the competition. This is one unique competition where wines have to be invited, and the invitee has to be a board member that has tasted that wine they're entering.
It's American Fine Wine Invitational.
Yes, that's right. It's in Florida, North Miami area, every January.
AmericanFineWineCompetition.org. Dan Berger, my co-host on California Wine Country, is here, and my dear friend and longtime friend, the Sonoma County Wine Guy, Tom Simoneaux. Also, and we're going to talk more about this event and this book with Tom Silberkleit, who's back with us, and I'll talk more about that in a moment. But I want to get back into Dan Berger's wine competition. Started in 82.
Correct.
You did it today at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Where in the fairgrounds? Grace Pavilion?
Or? We actually did it underneath the grandstand at the Showcase Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the cool wine place. Is stored next door. So the wine is stored at 50 degrees, which keeps it in perfect condition. And then the wine is literally rolled across the threshold and right into the hands of the judges. So it's very, very easy to do. Plus, the wine never has to change temperature. So this is the best venue we've ever had. When we were in Southern California, we did the competition for 34 years, and the wine always had to be moved from one location to another. So we rented a 40-foot refrigerated truck. It was a nightmare. This is the easiest competition I've ever run. So.
And how many wines were you?
1,315 wines this year.
Today?
And today. Well, yesterday and today. And then
how many judges?
32 judges.
Wow.
And one of our judges was a gift. Ellen Landis discovered this guy in Quebec, and we brought him in. We flew him in from Quebec City, and he is fabulous. His name is Francois Côté. He is French by
origin. Well, I didn't think he was Italian.
Thank you very much.
One of my countrymen. You know, you bring him down there.
Yeah, some
French Canadian.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of fun because we rely on winemakers as judges. We have some others who are not winemakers, but we really play the game from a standpoint that some other people don't appreciate. They think that the winemakers tend to be technocrats, and that's not true. Winemakers who you know who are wine lovers also, they drink wine at home every night, then you bring those people in to judge, and they get it. They really get it.
And Dan, I love the way you put the panels together. You typically strive to have a winemaker, a somm, a journalist, and a retailer on panels so that we get different perspectives, and it really makes the judging so extremely fair and open to so many thoughts about these different
wines.
Well,
I appreciate your recognizing that, because this is really a part of what we have done for 36 years, is trying to bring people in who have slightly different opinions, who are willing to voice those opinions. I don't want people sitting there just voting bronze, bronze, bronze. That doesn't do anybody any good.
Okay, we talked about sort of the beginning and the genesis of this since 1982, but who funds it? It can't be you and your wife.
No, the wineries pay.
You're flying people down from
right,
and we're putting them up in hotels.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah. We actually have a huge budget that we need to support. So we support that through entry fees, and the wineries will pay the entry fee without blink of the eye. That's not their problem. What their main reason for entering is that they know that the results are going to be reliable, and it's reliability of results that make this competition what it has been over the last 36 years.
And where do people find out the results?
DBIWC.com. DBIWC.com. The results have not yet been posted. They are still being verified. We're going through judges' notes, and we're double-checking everything to be sure everything is accurate. We will have those results up probably by Friday.
Wow. All right. And now we're tasting something from Oregon.
It is a fabulous wine.
It's Grüner Veltliner.
So Grüner Veltliner is the most widely planted grape in Austria. And we are tasting one today from the Umpqua Valley in southern Oregon. The winery is Russell Prayer Rock.
R-E-U-S-T-L-E.
Yes, R-E-U-S-T-L-E, Prayer Rock Vineyards. It is a stunning wine. I feel like I'm sitting in the middle of Austria. It is so classic to the grape, varietally spot on, beautiful minerality, chamomile tea, white pepper, which is a classic characteristic of this grape. Simply stunning.
There are only about 5 to 7 Grüner Veltliners made in the United States that come close to this. This is probably the best that there is. But there are a couple of others in California. There's one in California. There's one in, believe it or not, in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania.
Hey, I've been there.
That's a really, beauty. Really.
And let me just, for our audience, this is a white wine, in case no one mentioned that. This is really nice.
Yeah, it's got a lot of whetstone character, almost a slaty character. What I like about it more than anything else, it's got a very slight bit of tropical fruit, but it's not a tropical fruit wine.
No, I get that on the finish. Is that correct?
Sort of like a dried peach kind of effect.
If people are kind of looking for something that's kind of like this, it'd be a well-made Pinot Grigio, Pinot Gris.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
But this is probably hard to find here.
Right? Well, this particular bottle is not widely distributed in the United States. You have to get it on their website. But in the next year, Stephen Russell is going to be making a lot more of this. He's planted more acreage. He is now so convinced that his place in Oregon is the best place in America for this grape variety. So he's
really
planted more, and he's going to get more available to us. We get a sample every now and then, and as soon as I get that sample, I go into print and tell my readers, go online and buy it from the winery because you'll never otherwise taste it. And if you don't buy a few bottles, you'll be disappointed because one bottle, you drink it, and you say, where's the rest of it? You need more.
Yes, and it's very age-worthy.
Yeah, and it actually gets better in the bottle, yeah.
Definitely. So. He was the first to plant and make and release a Gruner Veltliner in America. His first vintage was 2005, and I have tasted his 2005, 6, and 7 beautifully aged. They are still bright,
yeah, really great
elegant.
Wines. Now, did
flavorful.
You, Steve, did you try the rosé? We didn't talk about the rosé.
I did.
Sangiovese rosé from Alexander Valley Vineyards, and that's a reasonably priced wine, and that's going to be delicious. Now, Tom brought a bottle of Pinot Noir from Iron Horse.
Yes.
You can't get a better bottle of wine than Iron Horse Pinot Noir.
And this is their Deer Gate 2014 Pinot. And Joy Sterling from Iron Horse, she said to me, this is my favorite Pinot of our current lineup. Right when you go into the winery and you pass the, they go over the cattle gate.
Right.
It's the vineyard just to the right of that.
Right where Joy used to live in that house. So that's a gorgeous little knoll. But it's also there's a sump there. It's almost it's a hollow combined with a little hill.
And the views up there, too. And
it's
such
gorgeous.
A charming spot to taste wine at Iron Horse. I mean, you're tasting not only great Pinots, which people don't think about, but their sparkling wines are absolutely
delightful. This is really exotic. And, you know, I've said this in various articles. I think if you don't pay a lot of money for Pinot Noir, you're not getting great Pinot Noir. This is not cheap stuff. This is going to be $85 a bottle. But this is fabulous. That's a lot of money, Steve.
Ah.
But taste it.
Yeah, well, I get it free, so I don't get it. Iron Horse. Well, we love Iron Horse. What can you say? This is amazing. 2014 Pinot.
Fabulous.
Iron Horse is the type of place, when I go there and taste the wine, I can't spit. I have to swallow it. And that's how I know. That's the way I know internally.
No dumping or spitting when you're at Iron Horse.
Get a designated driver.
When I go to Iron Horse, I do take a driver. Because if you haven't been to Iron Horse, I mean, they take care of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they take care of you.
And their wines are beautifully crafted. This is a stunning example.
Winemakers David Munksgaard and David will be on the show here. He's just a fabulous guy.
Long time.
Right.
He's been there
and
since.
A former New York State winemaker.
Is that right? There we go.
Started in Glenora.
Uh-huh.
This is California Wine Country at 547, 1350 AM, celebrating 80 years on your dial. FM 103.5 and FM 94.5, and, of course, streaming worldwide. Tom Silberkleit is here. Tom, again, remind everyone about your book series, now celebrating 15 years, and we'll get into the event on Friday. But
it's the California Directory of Fine Wineries. It's a hardcover book with over 200 beautiful photographs.
Oh, they're amazing photographs.
None other than Robert Holmes, one of the best. And this is really geared towards people who like to get off the couch, get in the car, and go wine tasting.
Well, that's not me, but go ahead and tell everyone about the book.
Yeah, yeah. It's the photos help let people know what they're going to expect. The sidebars give people pricing information, hours of operation, any specialties that each winery has. It's meant to be a quick read, an easy read. And for people that don't know more than two or three wineries that are their favorites, we want to get them exploring and try to discover places. I've made some really wonderful discoveries over the past year. Bee Wise in Sonoma Valley. Didn't know anything about them. One of my writers said the wines are good. I tasted the wines are good. Then I start talking to other winemakers, and everybody's nodding, yes, yes, Tom, these are really good wines. So that's what I do. I spend about 6 months out of each year tasting and trying to make sure that I compare notes with wine sellers and my writers so that we're all on the same page.
Well, again, it's just a beautiful hardcover. They all are, and the photos are unbelievable, and everything else about it is so cool. Celebrating 15 years coming up in Sonoma, where you live.
This Friday, again. Everybody's invited. Come on down, you know, from 4:30 to 6 o'clock, the Lodge at Sonoma. We're going to have some wines poured from Peju, Patson Hall, and ZD Wines.
Talk a little bit about those three, because I don't believe any of them have ever been in. Maybe Peju. Yeah, they've been
Patson
in.
Patson Hall, we've had them. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Patson Hall was locally owned and operated. It's recently been acquired by the folks up in Washington that own Chateau Saint Michel. They make very good wine. So even though it's a larger company, they know exactly what they're doing. Quality all the way, and they're nice people. Peju, family owned, still is, always has been. ZD Wines, wonderful family. The Deleuze family, charming people. I've known them for many years. And they make wonderful wines. So all the wines that I'm talking about that we'll be pouring will be excellent, really good quality.
All right. It's this Friday in Sonoma at the Lodge at Sonoma
on Broadway. And it's such a beautiful venue. I love walking into that lobby at the Lodge at Sonoma. And it makes you feel like you're in another world. Luxury, quality. It's a great place. Good vibe.
All right. Again, this Friday, 4:30 to 6. It's free. The Lodge at Sonoma. Now they call it the Lodge at Sonoma Renaissance Resort.
Just to make it a tongue twister for the rest of us after we drink a glass of Pinot Noir.
Exactly. It's 1325 Broadway in Sonoma. We've got a copy of Tom's latest book, right? The 8th edition? Is that correct?
Brand new. Just came out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, man. This is so beautiful.
And for those who can't make it to the publication party and the book signing this Friday night, we've got one copy here that we'd like to give away to one of your listeners.
It still has that new car smell.
New book smell, Tom. Come on.
It's intoxicating.
Yeah. I took it out of the sleeve it was in and...
It did have the new book smell, didn't it?
Well, I thought he was giving it to me, so I threw away the sleeve, but we're giving this one away. I can get it out of the wastebasket. You got a copy for Kathy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. 636-1350, you know the drill. First person in will get a copy of this amazing book, The California Directory of Fine Wines, Napa Sonoma Mendocino. It's the 8th edition after 15 years.
So while you're dialing... Let's talk about that dry rosé, award-winning today at the Dan Berger International Wine Competition.
Yeah, where's it from again?
Alexander Valley Vineyard.
That's right. And it's locally grown Sangiovese. Sangiovese makes is the grape that makes Chianti. In this case, it's made as a rosé. There are only a handful of rosés made from Sangiovese in the world. This one is just sensational. It's probably got a trace of sugar in it, but that's only there to cover up any possible bitterness. The wine is impeccable. There's no bitterness and there's no sugar noticeable. So it has everything going for it and none of the drawbacks of some of the rosés that otherwise would have higher alcohol or higher extracts.
Alexander Valley Vineyards, who we love.
Stunning. Yeah, and unlike some of these other wines that are not local, you can swing up there on Highway 128, stop in, say hello to the gang. I sell my Chardonnay to AVV, and that's where Cyrus Alexander is buried, up behind the winery. So it's a great stop. They've got cave tours and the wonderful people, and that is my favorite rosé, other than, of course, the Seminole rosé. But
well, you can't get that.
Can't get that. So it is sold out. So
this dry rosé is beautifully
balanced. That's the advertisement,
balanced.
Jackson. I had to get that in.
Gorgeous fruit and beautiful balance. It's so easy to drink. You will not want to put it down.
Just got a couple minutes left, 5:54, in the party that is the drive.
Should we give him the medical rundown?
No. I had an ultrasound today. I'll find out tomorrow, but either way, I'm going to New York on Saturday. All right, people, we are live on the radio. I love the sound, though, of the party going on in the background. It is California Wine Country. Ellen Landis is here. She's a certified sommelier, wine journalist, and international wine judge. Go to AmericanFineWineCompetition.org. Tom Simoneau, of course, the original Sonoma County wine guy, is back with us. Also, we talked about and just gave away a copy of the 8th edition of our guest's book. This Tom Silberkleit.
Kleit, you got it.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Award-winning editor and publisher for Sonoma's Wine House Press. And again, this Friday from 4:30 to 6, it's free at the Lodge at Sonoma on Broadway in Sonoma. And they're going to be pouring some great wines. And you can get the book and talk to Tom and also the photographer, who is just a genius. This hardcover book is just unbelievable. His name is Mr. Holmes.
Bob Holmes, Robert
Sherlock
Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And, of course, Dan Berger, my co-host. And I mentioned Ellen Landis. We got a couple minutes left.
You got to taste this Merlot. Just taste this Merlot. We got a 93 points from Robert Parker. And sometimes I agree with him. This is just a good, heavy-duty, steak-type alcoholic beverage from Summerston. Summerston is doing a really terrific job. They've got a Yountville tasting room. They've got a huge estate up in the hills above Napa Valley. And I tasted one of their Cabernets the other day, and it was delicious. And it got a 95 score point from Mr. Parker. So I like what they're doing. They've really come a long way from the first day they opened their doors. And
Dan and Tom, your thoughts on this?
Well, it's like your right bank Bordeaux. You know, it's 87% Merlot and 12%, 13% Cab Franc.
Talk about laying it away. I mean, this wine is it's a tough go right now. I would say wait for about 10 more years. It might be right there.
it's a classic Napa Valley Bordeaux style.
Yeah.
Meritage.
Well, it's got some Merlot as the front runner, but there's some other grape varieties in here that are not easy to deal with on their own. And when you put them in as a blender, you're basically lengthening the time when you can drink this wine. You really have to go for about 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 years before this wine's really going to show
it. Because it's really nice now.
It's delicious now, but you really need a steak.
Patience.
If you're going to drink it now. Yeah, you got patience is always a reward.
Yeah. Which I have none.
That's why I thought you'd like this Summerston, because it's a little different from some of the award winners that you've brought in, and it'll lay down for a while, yeah.
Also, similar situation with the Lauer Cabernet.
Oh, we had here's the Lauer, and we're
top red wine winner today.
It was a gold medal winner in Best of Class in the Cabernet Sauvignon. It's from Napa Valley, and I'm having a sip of that right now. This is
Lawer Cabernet from Napa Valley.
Never heard of it.
Top Napa. Well, and the funny thing is that when you open the boxes coming into the wine competition, you see brands that maybe you never saw before, and then they end up a couple of weeks later with a gold medal, and you always say to yourself, where do these people come out of the woodwork from? You know, you always wonder why they didn't enter five years ago.
Dan Berger, of course, writes every week for the Press Democrat on wine, and we have Ellen Landis, certified sommelier, wine journalist, international wine judge, and her website is actually, I was talking about this, AmericanFineWineCompetition.org, but what you want to do is go to EllenOnWine.com. That's much easier. EllenOnWine.com.
And you do a blog and all that stuff, correct?
Oh, yes. I write for 3 magazines, and I have EllenOnWine.com, my blog, a lot of information about wines from here, there, and everywhere. And let's also not forget two award-winning wines today, the Gloria Ferrer Blanc de Noir, best sparkling.
Best sparkling wine, Gloria Ferrer from Sonoma County, fabulous wine, just incredible wine.
That was the Brut, right?
That was the Brut. No, the Brut was the first wine. The third wine, the wine that was the Blanc de Noir, that was the winner.
Right.
See,
Blanc
my favorite was the Brut.
Well, the Brut.
So they're both beautiful. They're both beautiful.
They are both.
And the other wine, Ellen?
There, yes.
And then the Sticky.
The Sticky.
The Sticky is from Ferrante in Ohio, Grand River Valley.
Unbelievable Riesling.
Really?
Really beautiful ice wine.
Yeah, it was just fabulous.
Ice wine from the Vidal Blanc
grape. We had wines from 12 different states.
Beautiful. We're out of time.
Okay.
Thanks to Tom and Dan and Ellen. We'll see you, Dan, in 2 weeks when we get back from New York. You'll be with Daedalus Howell next Wednesday.
Correct.
And everybody, great to see you. Thanks so much.